Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports as we take you into this Wednesday. And, of course, a lot of high school basketball around the area last night. A lot of neighborhood battles coming up on the school front. We're also getting very close to holiday tournament time. And there will be a lot of those to talk about as we get along here with just a couple of more weeks of the government schools being in session. Then the long holiday break will be coming up. And we'll always have some interesting ball games coming up there. Several notes about West Georgia basketball. Last night, a huge blowout over Carver. This could have been as ugly as they wanted it to be. The Wolves won it 99-57 last night to improve to 6-1 on the season. Much tougher test coming up tomorrow night in the Coliseum. Albany State will be the opponent at 5:30. Then you've got an interesting doubleheader coming up on Saturday, and the tip times of those have been moved. Do not want to go head-to-head with Georgia and LSU in the SEC title game. We'll tip off at noon for the women's ball game against Clark Atlanta. Clark Atlanta coached by West Georgia Hall of Famer Tony Bailey. He'll be bringing his team in. Tony, one of the very best I ever saw wear that uniform. He'll be coming in on Saturday at noon. 2 o'clock, the men will play North Georgia coming up. And by the way, as we kind of hinted yesterday, Mariah Holder, honored as Freshman of the Week for the Gulf South Conference in women's basketball. That announced yesterday. We got a baseball note from West Georgia. The annual leadoff dinner coming up in January. It'll be January 23rd at the Coliseum. This year's special speaker, Jeff Rancour, the Atlanta Brave broadcast team, former Brave outfielder, former legend at Parkview High School, and almost a football star at Clemson until he followed the money into baseball. Rancour will be the guest speaker. Last year's guest speaker, Charlie Culberson, cut loose by the Braves, free to go find offers from somewhere else. Yet they bring Tyler Flowers back. Sit and scratch your head on that one just a little bit. We'll see. It was a pretty good night overall for the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Each league got some W's. The Big Ten playing well in that event yesterday. However, in two of the games, the marquee games, the Atlantic Coast Conference, Duke went to East Lansing and just beat the bejeezers out of Michigan State yesterday. And it was Louisville beating Michigan and their ball game yesterday. We got more of that coming up, including Tech playing in the event tonight as the ACC Big Ten crossover. And, of course, Saturday, we alluded to it earlier. It's big conference championship weekend. Georgia at number 4, LSU at number 2. Wouldn't be surprised to see LSU jump to number 1 if they win. Georgia needs to win to get in the playoff, so it's a de facto playoff game this Saturday at Mercedes-Benz. That's sports. I'm Mitch Gray.